from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The final sprint toward Election Day has begun.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Get the hell out to vote.
Both campaigns are laser focused on next Tuesday's debate in Philadelphia, a crucial moment that could shake up a close race.
CBS's Robert Costa in Pennsylvania obviously playing a key role since, as we discussed, Paul, you have Governor Tim Walz coming to Pittsburgh this afternoon from Lancaster. Then he'll head to Erie, PA. You've got Donald Trump in Harrisburg for a town hall meeting on Fox with Sean Hannity tonight. And then Kamala Harris coming back to Pittsburgh tomorrow. And they say they're going to stay in the state until next Tuesday's debate in Philly. Yeah.
I'm not at all surprised to hear that, Larry.
And part of the reason is mail-in ballots will be mailed in very soon. And so they want to make sure they catch voters now who are deciding to vote early. And it could be a game changer for both parties. So they recognize that. And that's why we collectively as Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania people are getting all this attention.
Something that's changed in this campaign that we are dealing with a lot less information about what the candidates will be doing and where. We find out about it pretty much at the last moment. Or if we are told about it, it's like we were told about 24 hours before the event at the IBEW over on the south side.
Right.
The Union Hall, we were told about 24 hours in advance. But that information was supposed to remain not public.
Right.
We knew the timing and, you know, the location, all that stuff, but we were asked not to say anything specific about it. So that's why you heard me saying yesterday or the other day that, you know, she was going to be campaigning at a Southside location at a union event of some kind. We had to be really
vague.
And then that's what we're doing today. In fact, we have less to work on today in terms of what Walz and Harris are going to be doing today and tomorrow than we did a few days ago. So, but when we find out, we'll pass along the details as we can. And most of these events, too, Larry, I would note, are not public. They're invitation-only kind of things.
Correct. Including the town hall with Donald Trump tonight in Harrisburg. They had offered certain people an invitation to come, and they went through a process. So
I guess they made some tickets available to the public. I don't know how many of those were available. But, you know, you were talking about a TV studio here, so it can't be. Or, I'm sorry, they're holding this at the arena over at the farm show grounds in Harrisburg. So they'll be able to fit a fair amount of people in there.
All right, what else are people talking about? You got that look.
Well, I've been concentrating, so Kim Ward was on the air with us yesterday.
Yes.
The president
Steel.
Of the Senate, Westmoreland County Republican, talking about the Nippon Steel. This has been something that people have been talking about for the better part of a week now. Here's what she was saying. She understands the union concerns, the United Steelworkers' concerns about protecting jobs, but she's taking Nippon Steel at its word that it will spend $1 billion to upgrade the Mon Valley Works. Here are some of her comments yesterday.
And, you know, U.S. Steel, we built America. U.S. Steel, we built America. And we need to make sure U.S. Steel stays here in Pittsburgh where it belongs.
couple of our hosts, including Marty Griffin, have asked the question about the people who have opposition to this. A lot of them are politicians, quite powerful people, but he's asking the question, and I think Colin Dunlap did as well yesterday. What's plan B here?
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't like this deal, then what do you got? What are you bringing to the table? I think that's a fair question.
It's an interesting situation because you have both presidential candidates saying they're against the deal. So you have bipartisan opposition, yet to the point is if they're going to invest $1 billion in the Mon Valley, if they make it contractual where they are held to their word and do what they say they're going to do and take care of the union people here and keep the headquarters in Pittsburgh, then it's probably something they should revisit. But it's unlikely until after November 5th.
Yeah, I think that the fight for union votes here is taking precedence. And I think, honestly, in the people that I've spoken to, you know, off the record about this, they're all saying, I wonder how many of these politicians are going to flip on this issue after the election. I think that's what you're saying there in a roundabout way, I think.
Yeah, and we'll see. Kim Ward is a very powerful Republican voice in this state. So,
well, I mean, if Josh, let's assume for a moment that Harris wins the election. In that possible scenario, Josh Shapiro could very well wind up being something like attorney general or some other cabinet level position in the Harris administration, which means the lieutenant governor moves up. Austin Davis becomes governor. And guess who becomes lieutenant governor?
Kim Ward.
The Constitution calls for the president of the Senate to move up. Cam Hayward. Yesterday, the word got out that he has a new 3-year contract. He was in the final year of a contract and $45 million about. Wow. So he was asked a couple of questions yesterday and spoke with our Jeff Hathorn. I just wanted to play back this little snippet here, Larry, which gives you an insight into, you know, what's motivating Cam at this point in his career.
That's all I want in this game, to help the group and, you know, to get over the top and one day raise a Lombardi. And, you know, you want to ask about the experience in the playoffs. You know, getting over those hurdles. And, you know, we got to have complementary football. It can't just be offense. Just can't be defense. Can't just be special teams. It's going to take every part of this team to get it done.
There you go.
Good guy. Great guy.
I mean, you know, when he says he wants to hoist a Lombardi, that's what I want to hear.
Very, very happy about the signing of Cam Hayward. Put that off to the side now, and let's focus on the season that starts Sunday in Atlanta against the Falcons. And that's what people are talking about. I want to talk about a hometown hero, Jimmy Stewart. And I was flipping channels the other night, and do you ever watch TCM or TMC?
One of my favorite channels, Larry.
I hardly ever get to watch, but there was a Jimmy Stewart movie. Ironically, it was the Benny Goodman story.
Oh, good one.
About the great band leader in World War II who ended up dying in a plane crash while he was entertaining the troops. And it's fascinating because just watching the old color of the film, you know, the way they used to make movies. And Jimmy Stewart is a young guy, you know, he just himself just had served in World War II. And they made that after the war. But man,
the Stratton story with June Allison. What a great movie that was.
Bunch of good movies.
I mean, really, really good movie.
You ever
1949,
watch any,
going clear back that far.
You watch any old movies, Aaron, ever?
Besides
watching Paul and I on the stream?
Wow. Do not say that about you guys. No, I have seen old movies, but is that a war movie, what you're referencing,
not,
Paul?
Not
the Stratton
really.
Story, it's an old baseball story, basically, about a pitcher.
Okay.
In the major leagues.
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, if I could recommend one movie to you that's an oldie but a goodie that would say everything about how good movies used to be, I would recommend Casablanca.
Yes,
Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman.
Yep.
And
okay.
A cast of wonderful actors. It's a great story and beautifully acted and the greatest movie ever made.
Either you do it my way or you don't do it at all.
Noted.
Humphrey Bogart. Yeah. All right. Do you eat out often at restaurants? Do you use the app Open Table ever?
Yes, I used to. I actually served at a restaurant that closed around COVID called Superior Motors. I know it sounds like a car garage.
Yeah.
But they utilized Open Table to see how many reservations we had.
No wonder they shut down. They should have named it something else. Meanwhile, Paul, so, I'm sure you use Open Table at some point.
I have. I also read an interesting article this morning. I think it was on the CNBC app about people are going. There's like been a 30% increase in people who are dining alone
these days. New data from Open Table shows that more and more people are choosing to make solo reservations.
Right. Well, that's me. I mean, there are times when I can't connect with a friend. So
up 30%. Experts say the rise in remote work and self-care are some of the reasons why. Also, the fact that we have smartphones that make us feel like we're not necessarily alone.
That's what it is.
I went to Eaton Park yesterday. Mm-hmm. I told you that all our talk about hamburgers yesterday made me, I was hungry for a super burger. And I went to Eaton Park and sat there and had my burger and was looking at stories on my phone.
It's quite peaceful.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
Nice to unwind like that.
Yeah. I had the Nantucket Scrod. Or, no, I think it's cod, not scrod.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, were you eating parking yesterday as well?
I did.
Hey.
Nan. That just made me think of the Squatch deodorant.
I did get a lot of reaction, by the way, yesterday to our conversation about whole body deodorant craze that's
hygiene
going on.
With Larry Richard.
If you don't do that, you will be dining alone quite frequently.
True.
From the PJ Fitz, Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen, and as you're probably acutely aware, the presidential candidates all over Pennsylvania. Let's first check in with CBS's Robert Costa.
The final sprint toward Election Day has begun.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Get the hell out to vote.
Both campaigns are laser focused on next Tuesday's debate in Philadelphia, a crucial moment that could shake up a close race. CBS News battleground analysis shows every key swing state very tight, and with mail ballots going out to voters as soon as Friday, and early in-person voting starting September 20th, the debate could have an outsized impact.
I look forward to the debate with her.
Meanwhile, some Trump allies see little political upside in his barrage of personal attacks.
She's a defective person, and we don't need another defective person as President of the United States.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham arguing in today's New York Times that Trump needs to focus on policy, not barbs.
When unions are strong, America is strong.
Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz have been hitting a populist note as they court working voters and cast Trump as an ally of big business, releasing a new ad in battleground states today.
Trump is focused on giving them tax cuts, but Kamala Harris is focused on you.
Trump is pushing to extend the tax cuts he and Republicans enacted years ago. and will deliver a speech Thursday in New York about his plans. Meanwhile, the campaign soundtrack today got a scratch after a judge blocked Trump from using Hold On, I'm Coming, the soul hit co-written by the late Isaac Hayes, following legal pressure from Hayes' family.
Harris unveiled her own economic ideas, pledging to push for more federal tax incentives for small businesses should she win the White House. That includes a tenfold increase in the deduction for startup expenses, going from $5,000 to $50,000. Robert Costa, CBS News, Washington.
And Governor Tim Walz will visit Pittsburgh this afternoon. After a breakfast in Lancaster, then he'll head to Erie, Pennsylvania. And tonight, Donald Trump will be in Harrisburg at a town hall on Fox with Sean Hannity. Then Vice President Kamala Harris comes back to Pittsburgh tomorrow. We don't know the details yet of Harris's visit back in the burg, but as you can see, the candidates love us in Pennsylvania. They're going to spend a lot of time between now and Tuesday's debate in Philadelphia, which we will carry live in its entirety from ABC on Tuesday night at 9. So, Paul, they continue to come crisscross this state. I think, what do the other 49 states think about that? These candidates spending so much time here. It's remarkable, really. It really is.
When I was, before I came to Pennsylvania, I was in Florida, which
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, you know, pretty active campaign state as well back at that time in 2000, 2004. But before then, I lived in Louisiana and Montana and for a brief time in Iowa and North Dakota. And I have to say that I can't remember a time where the candidates were actively campaigning in any of those states. I just can't remember that. I mean, when I was in New Orleans, Bill Clinton would be there sometimes as president, but I don't remember him campaigning much there. And having said all of that, because that's the way it was, we just kind of looked at the news, I think, if I can speak for most voters in these areas, we just kind of looked at the news as, well, this is where, you know, they're fighting it out. This is the battle scene. This is the place where the campaigns have picked to go. I don't think anyone was felt neglected. And I think one of the reasons for that is that the Electoral College gives everybody a seat at the table. You know, Montana has 4 electoral votes. You know, certainly not a lot compared to a state like Pennsylvania.
Right.
But you have to win Montana and states like Montana to build up a total of more than 270. You know,
well, they all matter, I know, ultimately, but it seems like in we've always gotten this attention to some degree, but I can't ever remember it being at this level.
This is on a new level beyond what it was the last time around. The last time around was a lot of campaigning here, but not nearly as much as we're seeing. And I wonder what the campaigns are seeing in their internal polling that has them making these repeat visits like they are. There must be an urgency about this. There must be a story we're going to learn after the election of what was transpiring during this time we're going through right now.
And as Robert Costa pointed out from CBS, mail-in balloting starts and some as early as this Friday and some in person. So they're trying to get people to make a decision today.
You know, by the way, if I can talk about mail-in ballots for just a moment, I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and the nice person who does my haircutting and I were having a talk about mail-in ballots. And she made the comment, she said, don't pay much attention to politics and even less about the news. She said, but, you know, my parents got a lot of ballots in the mail. And I said to her, I said, were those ballot applications or ballots themselves? And she, those were applications. She said, I've been thinking about them wrong all this. That's the second friend I have or acquaintance who mistakes all those invitations that a voter will get, right?
Yeah, they're not.
But it contributes to, unfortunately, the idea that there is vote fraud on a widespread level. And it doesn't help that the candidates promote this after the elections. In 2000 and 2004, it was Democrats who were saying the election was stolen, especially down in Florida. And then we had, in 2016, the Russians colluded with Donald Trump to rig the election. And then we had Donald Trump doing the same thing back to back in in 2020.
Remember the hanging chads in
Florida? Oh, I do. I can tell you, I remember putting my ballot. You slid the ballot into a machine, or not a machine, but like an open book.
It was like those old IBM cards.
Yeah, and you had to align it properly, and then you had to push the stylus all the way through. I pulled my card out and compared what I had intended to do with the results in that, if the chad was out in the spot that I wanted it to be out. And a lot of people, had their votes were messed up because they didn't get the ballot card in the machine correctly. What a mess that was, Larry. What a mess.
Doesn't feel like it's all that better now. But we'll see. Here we go. Got high school football, our game of the week. Looking forward to it. KDK Radio's high school football game of the week is powered by Bowser Chevrolet. And we got McKee Sport and TJ battling it out. Coverage starts with the Sport Out Financial Kickoff Show at 6. It's been a lot of fun to bring you these games over the last few years. And we continue the game of the week on Fridays, even after football, when we get ready for basketball. So we are locked in with our local communities and appreciate the warm welcome that you give our team. It's kind of fun to highlight. Certainly Thomas Jefferson has this great reputation, as does McKee Sport. Tigers heading to TJ with the Jaguars.
Yesterday I was reposting on X our most recent recap of the first week of Whippeel football and some of the standout performances, athletes that we're going to keep an eye on, because we select at the end of the season or toward the end of the season our Super 7. Those top players in Whippeel action, a lot of them will be playing in games that you'll hear on News Radio KDKA. So,
and we've had so many great ones over the years here in Pittsburgh in particular. Really, it's a treasure trove of athletic talent here in the region. Just look at the NFL. Look at so many that have gone on to do greater things from right here in the Berg and the region. Hey, did you hear about this reality star TLC's 1,000-pound sisters? I'm sure you haven't watched it.
No, I haven't heard. I mean, I'm familiar with this particular kind of show where they've got some very large people trying to get smaller.
So police were called to a zoo in Tennessee Monday that a guest was bitten by a camel. Turns out that guest was reality star Amy Halderman from TLC's 1,000-pound sisters.
Mm.
Cops smelled something funny, lunch meat, in her car, and she ended up getting arrested, her and her boyfriend, for drug possession. You know that stuff that smells like skunk?
Mm. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Where do you find this stuff? What are you doing with your spare time?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.